Passers-by. Nearby, on rugged coastal path, to walk each day inspires. I share with passing visitors who refresh from all that tires. Walking, watching people being friendly to me is seventh heaven. It's fun and grows on you. They sometimes sense me looking, returning earnest stare, as if to ask politely, "What are you doing there?" Lovely day I offer brightly, whether wind or sun or rain. They contemplate responding, "What did he say again?" I let the moment settle and with pleasantries dispensed, time to pop a question that to some makes little sense. It's aim to get them talking on matters of import instead of checking Facebook or alerts from online sport. One day I asked this couple, "Do you have some idea that helps provide a purpose as to why we all are here?" That's it. All on the planet. From simplest jungle tribe to those frantic urban centres with prosperity the vibe. I watched and saw them thinking. Then came the warmest smile. They said, "We do. It's simple, though the answer takes a while." They gently seize the moment. We incarnate and try to focus on our nature, then seek the reasons why. Intrigued by what I'm hearing, as most don't have a clue, they added, "There is consequence to all we see and do. In every incarnation, our triumphs, traumas, stress, all bring us opportunity to flourish and redress those weaknesses and gifts within, all there to help us grow. For us to be more loving, expanding what we know." By now, I'm more than startled to think of life like that. Yet, as I start to question, they continue, keen to chat. The purpose of creation, of life and humankind, is the endless transformation to a loving frame of mind. He said, "My dad was Buddhist. Her mum, devout Hindu, they taught us that our karma defines the inner you." She said, "Forget achievement, as earthly roles can hide the purpose of emotion and the spirit deep inside." I'm staggered. What a difference from the usual lost reply, as most who find me asking withdraw or wonder why this bloke is asking questions that they do not wish to hear. They give a sideways, nervous smile, then wish I'd disappear. I was about to thank them when they emphasised once more, "It's the spirit that's important. Let love come to the fore." Their presence was uplifting, a warmth and light serene. I turned with one last question. They were nowhere to be seen.